USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The South Korean government will pardon imprisoned former President Park Geun-hye, who was convicted of corruption in 2018. Park, now 69 years old, was the first South Korean leader to be impeached and removed from office. National Football League legend John Madden unexpectedly passed away Tuesday morning. The Hall of Fame coach, broadcaster, and video game creator was 85 years old. He died in the Bay Area of Pleasanton, California. Humans will be walking on Mars within 5 to 10 years. Elon Musk, making the prediction, said SpaceX will land humans on Mars with its Starship rocket in 10 years' time at the worst-case scenario. Musk was on a podcast released Tuesday. Musk said that the determining factors include engineering the vehicle, adding that Starship is the most complex and advanced rocket that has ever been made. Mr. Musk's goal is to build 1,000 Starship rockets and launch 3 of them a day to fly 1 million people to the Red Planet. USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
From his humble beginnings in Searchlight, Nevada, Senator Harry Reid made quite a name for himself.
Harry Reid, the former Senate Majority Leader and Nevada's longest-serving member of Congress, died on Tuesday. He was 82. Landra Reid said her husband died peacefully after a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. Reid served 34 years in Washington. He retired in 2016 after an accident left him blind in one eye. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
California ski resorts are digging out from under 5 to 9 feet of snow that have fallen over the last several days from a series of storms. And more is on the way. That's according to the National Weather Service. Between 6 and 9 feet of snow has fallen in the Sierra Nevada Mountains since last week. North Star California Resort picked up 15 inches of new snow since Monday. In addition to the snow, much of the West, including Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, are experiencing unusually cold conditions as Arctic air mass drops down from Canada. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the pandemic now enters its third year, President Biden has backed off his campaign promise to shut down the virus. Biden is now going to an approach President Trump initiated in April of 2020.
Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different.
As poll numbers indicate, Americans disapprove of President Biden's handling of the pandemic. So what if Republicans were making the decisions? Would they have a better plan? New York gubernatorial candidate Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin gives Fox News his perspective on how he would address the pandemic with regards to New Yorkers.
The science behind natural immunity. People have gotten COVID, and there's now research that's out that says that their body has a certain level of immunity to the virus. It's being studied by scientists as to whether or not that level of protection may be more than if you get vaccinated. So all of the information, whether it's convenient for the narrative or not, you have to just be speaking honestly and transparently with people smart enough to make their own decisions. They could talk to their doctor. They could talk to their loved ones. Just give them the tools. But as far as ideas go, that's the reason why we're talking about PPE with President Trump earlier in this virus. That's why we're talking about vaccine development. Now we should be also talking about more about treatment and therapeutics.
Thanks for listening, and a happy 2022 to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.